Oh, my honey, it's Tuesday, November 14th, and you are hearing me at one of my better voices, since I have gone very low down, and the resonance has been marvelous through my head. When the sinuses either clog up or clear out. In any case, I'm better, remarkably, today. Anyway, we had a windfall. Two letters from you, one short one, from the 12th, Sunday, and a longer one from the 11th, Veterans Day. Offhand, I don't remember them, but right now I'm not going to discuss them. We've just listened to the second side of your tape. Oddly enough, all that marvelous rambling and mumbling and really not much to say was quite interesting. And I think I'm falling into the same trap that Leslie falls into. I answer you, or I sit there and smile, or nod my head, or disagree, or laugh. It's very odd to be listening to you. I just had a burp. We had skillet dinner for supper tonight. Here I go. Skillet dinner for supper tonight, and Leslie ate all her supper. Unfortunately, Thea isn't with us right now because she elected to go to bed. It's now about 7:15, and about 5 minutes Thea decided to go to bed and got into the crib and covered herself up with her blanket. This means that this is the first time she's gone to bed at night without a pacifier and without a bottle. The pacifier is gone now about a month. She hasn't asked for it. Of course, she asks for a bottle and says, Baba. So she won't be able to talk to you tonight. But Leslie is sitting here. She listened to the second half of the tape with me. And maybe she'll talk to you because she did hear you scold her for not talking to you. And I reminded her that if she doesn't talk to you one of these days, you may not... Poo-poo. You might not even know who she was at the airport when you finally see her. So if you wait a minute, maybe we can get her to at least say hello and tell you a little bit of what she did today. You have to make some sound so Daddy knows you're there.
What did you do?
Did I do what?
That.
It's turning now. So when it started. But you'll have to speak because the sun's running up and the tape is running. And there's so much to tell Daddy about Rumpel Room and what they showed today. Grandma was here and we played games. We might can't because the house was a mess. The living room is all full of things. Right? And where Mommy and Taya went today? So you tell Daddy all these things.
You tell him some more. Some.
All right, you start. By saying hello. This is usually the way it's done.
Then you do it.
All right.
But first I say hello and tell him I look at Rumble. Then you do it.
All right.
Hello, Daddy. How are you?
Had breakfast this morning?
No, say, I had romp-a-room with him.
Romp-a-room with him? Romp-a-room.
I don't know. To read the story, went to the dentist.
Right, about the children who went to the dentist. But you have to speak up a little louder because Daddy will never hear you. And then? You took a nap and sister took a nap? Well, speak to Daddy. Leslie, if I lose my temper again, I'm going to get very nasty. All right, get out.
Leslie has decided to go to bed. You heard the little bit that went on between us. So I won't go over that. It seems that this cough medicine that they're taking has a marvelous quality. It slows them down. That's why they both decide to take naps during the day and to go to bed at night eventually they're going to have to stop taking the medicine. In the meantime, though, it gives me a break because I don't have much steam to work on. I spoke to Pauline today. She called me because she and Ellie and I were supposed to get together for lunch tomorrow. But since I'm really not in peak condition, I told her that if she wanted to have lunch with Elliot, we know it'd be all right with me. Her husband was in Bangkok for about 4 days. He wrote to her and told her that there's plenty to buy there, and that there's something called the floating market that's supposed to be fabulous. One little bad thing he had happen, he had gone into a jewelry shop and ordered some jewelry. And they asked him when he was leaving, you know, so they'd have it ready and packed for him. And he told them. The bill they handed him was $68. When he got there to pick up the stuff, they had upped the price on it. He made a real big fuss, refused to pay the additional amount, ended up by canceling the entire order and walking out. Of course, then he was forced to go into another place and buy, excuse me, some stuff that really wasn't as nice, but he just would not go along with this. She said he was going to write to whoever's in charge of these things, or warning servicemen not to let this happen. It seems to be common practice. Also, he'll be back end of next month. I think all the early part of January. It's nice to hear somebody's coming back. I'm not too concerned about the people going. I don't have many feelings about that. But it seems every time I hear someone is coming back, it's a more positive note. And if I could make a cup of coffee for you now and bring it to you in the living room, it would be the biggest thing in my life for the day. As you can tell, I'm in somewhat better spirits. I'm not coughing my brains out. And I'm not feeling as rotten. The antibiotic is doing something, I think. And I don't know what else is new at the moment. I thought I'd better get this tape started now, while the machine was out. Can you imagine stepping on chewing gum in your own... No, it's chocolate. Our daughters. It isn't chocolate. It's Pinky. And guess whose? That's Thea Ellen. It's bad enough the other day I stepped into dog crap. To be in your own home and have this happen. It's just undignified. We're still training, in quotes. I think if I get it done, it'll have to be very soon. Soon. Like, oh, darn it. Before January. Yeah, I think it will be. On the road. Tay is talking a little bit more. At least she's trying to tell me things now, where she never did before. It's still somewhat, excuse me, monosyllabic. But she now says up, down. She's learning an awful lot, which is nice. We went to the dispensary together today, and I took her into the PX. I'm wrapping a package for you tonight, and hopefully I'll get out tomorrow, if I ever stop coughing, and mail it. I'm going to mail this one airmail. I'm putting the mounds in this package. I bought you 3 bars, and I'll pack them as best I can. Plus, I did pick up a pair of scissors for your mustache. And a few other things. Nothing earth-shattering or fantastically expensive. If I could buy marvelous stuff for you, I would. I amuse myself sometimes by just thinking of the things I'm going to buy for you before you come home, so you'll have some clothing for immediate use. And with your permission, I may just get rid of a few of your shirts, the old ones. But I won't throw a thing away if you don't want me to. As it is, the closet is basically the same. I haven't thrown anything away. I did give more. Your coat is, the black coat is on its way out to some charity. And that's about it. Yeah, I haven't thrown anything away. Your shoes are still in the living room. And the hanger that you left on the hinge of the bedroom door, which is not up, is still up there, and your pants are still on the chair, although the children have taken off the belt, and that's in the closet. The kids tore off the folding door from the wall again, both screws this time. The hole looks too small for roll plugs, you know, those things you put into plaster. You know what they are. Unless roll plugs come that small in diameter. One other thing. Would you like me to send you some batteries for your radio? The dumb PX didn't seem to have batteries for our big one here. It's going a little on the weak side, and I took one of the batteries in, but that PX is so lopsided. It's amazing. I had stopped in at the PX today to see if I could get a pair of scissors for you. But they didn't have them as usual. And I ended up buying a new record. Do you remember the group Spanky and Our Gang, a girl? They're dressed in sort of Our Gang outfits. And the song they did on TV, I don't know whose show, was Sunday Will Never Be the Same. Well, I'm not going to sing it for you because my voice is horrid. As you can see, it's going now. But I'm going to do your tape. Honest, I will. I hope tomorrow. I'm not going anywhere. I haven't been going anywhere. And I really will start that now that I have some Tom Paxton for you and this one. It's not rock and roll official, but I thought you might like the sound of this group. And I may throw in some classical things. That Mozart clarinet thing that I like. And I think you like. But you'll get your list enclosed with the tape. I have to look back at that letter and see what 5-inch tape you were talking about. I'm sorry, I don't have the information on the 16mm film. I was supposed to call Heinz and Belay today, and I forgot. These muffled pauses will be my coughing. Because that's the way it is. I'm pretty bad in the coughing department. And unfortunately, well, I'm getting my period on Friday, I think. I'm round. I went back to the weight. I'm 135 again. All that beautiful weight I lost came right back with this being in the house and stuffing my cold. I'm almost sorry I didn't have a fever to starve. But I guess when I'm back on my feet and really moving again, I haven't been doing any activity other than whatever was necessary. And I think I will pause here. I don't know what's left on this tape. Quite a bit. And go about my little business of washing dinner dishes. Huntley Brinkley is on in a few minutes. So I'll see whether I can work fast. I love you very much. And I'll see you later.
Hey, there we go. Can't quite read it. There we go. It took kind of the informality out of it, but... Can't learn these things 2 minutes before the show. Party, yeah, the premise. Spend some time. Whenever anyone is having a party, this isn't too obvious. More and more to the services of a caterer, and catering has become a big business. But it sort of takes the hominess out of a party. Now, with Thanksgiving only a week away, we were wondering...
What if...
they were still celebrating Thanksgiving...
If we were still
celebrating Thanksgiving, if the grill pans are gone, you work it out for yourself. That's a basic idea of the thing. If the pilgrims, the point of the thing is if the pilgrims had gone to a caterer instead of doing it themselves.
We might not be celebrating
Thanksgiving, my sweetheart.
I'm going to regret that.
Hello, Colony Caterers. Who's this?
Oh, hi. You're
calling for John Alden.
It's his party. Why don't you have John speak for himself? That's what you'd like him to do.
That's some kind of private joke, I guess.
What
kind of party is it going to be, Priscilla? Wedding reception or engagement? Or mostly the bunch from the Mayflower, huh?
Sort of a reunion, I guess.
Yeah, we've done that sort of thing before. How about a nice gelatin mold centerpiece in the shape of a ship?
Something like that. Well, we can do the usual, the lobster tidbits and the pastrami finger sandwiches, maybe a nice dip. You were
thinking of something more unusual. Would you hold on just a minute, Priscilla? Harry.
Harry, I think we're about to unload those funny-looking big chickens we got out in back.
Yeah, what
do you call them again?
Turkey. That's a good one.
But I wouldn't eat one of those things if I won it in a raffle. You know?
Yeah, I...
Just stick some bread in there, you know.
Well, you could dampen it if you like, you know. And some chestnuts.
Yeah, I wouldn't eat it, but, you know, it's up to you.
You're gonna invite the end of your...
Just a token one or two, right?
Yeah. See,
you invite one, you pretty much have to invite them all, you know.
With the onions,
I guess we better figure on just the apple
cider, you know.
You know how they get, you know. Yeah, we heard that.
Heard about a new drink we've had some success with, a thing called a cocktail. It's two different kinds of booze in the same glass.
And after they mix it, the drink, they
stick a cranberry in it.
I don't know, unless they stick the cranberry in their pocket.
For each drink, they keep the damp straight, you know.